So with Azure, one of the things that we do is we provide a whole bunch of different capabilities. We're going to spend the rest of the talk here this morning kind of walking through some of these different areas and showing up demos and kind of talking about specific ones. And you can use Azure just for core infrastructure. So you can use it just for VMs, compute, storage, and networking. But we also then have a whole bunch of these higher level developer services built on top that give you more of a platform abstraction and enable you to build solutions even faster. And so we're going to show all of these things over the next sort of 2 hours and kind of give you a taste, if you will, of all the different types of services that you can leverage and how importantly you can use them together to build really cool stuff. And so what I'm going to do is let's talk again with the simplest of scenarios, which is let's talk a little bit about VMs and what you can do with infrastructure as a service at the kind of core base level. So one of the things I think is kind of fun about the cloud is how much it's growing up in terms of the capabilities that it has. And you'll see this through a lot of the features that we'll demo throughout the morning, but also just in terms of some of the sophistication of the types of infrastructure that you can now use in a cloud-based environment. I think when I was here 3 years ago, I think we probably had like 2 or 3 families of VMs that you could build in Azure. You know, very kind of basic VMs. That was sort of where most of the cloud providers were then. And one of the things that we've been hard at work on with Azure in particular the last year is really expanding the types of virtual machines that you can now create so that you can actually use much more specialized VM types depending on your particular scenario. So for example, if you're doing lots of compute intensive work and you want beefiest possible CPUs, you can use our new F-Series, which provides the best compute performance of any cloud provider out there and the best compute to cost performance of any cloud solution. You could use our new NVIDIA chips. We have specialized now GPU processors with 2 types of families, one optimized for visualization. And so we just announced a partnership with Autodesk where you can do CAD and you can do rich visualizations using GPUs in the cloud. But we also have one that's optimized for computation. So if you're using machine learning or deep learning and you want to basically have optimized machine learning models, we've got great GPUs that you can offload compute and work to as well. Our H-Series VMs provides incredibly fast CPUs with InfiniBand networking, which is something that's unique that no other cloud provider offers. And so you can do the fastest possible networking between VMs. It's great for high performance compute workloads that are very data intensive. We have our new L-Series, which gives you massive, large, local SSD disks that you can leverage for big data, for giant Hadoop clusters in the cloud. And then with our new SAP instances, including that 3.5 terabyte one that I just demoed, you know, we now have specialized infrastructure that enables you to run, you know, the very largest of, say, HANA or S3 workloads. We actually now have a new 19 terabyte edition as well that you can run for SAP HANA workloads, which is also the largest VM type of any cloud provider out there. And last month, or this past month, we just announced a whole bunch more new VM types that will be launching very soon. This includes the latest new NVIDIA processors, which actually haven't even been released yet on the market, but we'll basically have pretty much on day one available inside Azure, including the new P40s, which are optimized for deep learning and very heavy AI-intensive workloads. Our new P100s of NVIDIA, which is their next generation of compute, and then our new DD3 and EB3, which will be hyper-threaded and also support that nested virtualization capability that I showed you earlier with the M-Series of VMs in that first demo. So lots more coming, and you're going to see us continue to innovate very, very heavily in terms of providing this type of customized hardware. And the beauty is, for each of these things, you can effectively spin it up in the cloud in a minute or two, configure it however you want. One of the nice things about Azure is you pay only by the minute when you actually use something. And so if you want to use something for 16 minutes, then turn it off. You're only paying for 16 minutes. And the ability to kind of do all this stuff gives you really an amazing tool chest of cool capabilities that you can leverage as you build your solutions. So the other thing I was going to mention here is, so half the hands came up in the room and said, hey, I'm using Azure today, I'm using the cloud today. Quick show of hands, how many people here have Windows Server licenses inside their companies that they use in an on-premises environment today? Okay, lots of hands, like most organizations do. How many people knew that you could actually take those Windows Server licenses and use them in the cloud and reduce your Azure cost by 40 to 50%. But fewer hands, good. Well, it's not really good, but it's good for the demo. So one of the things that we also have, you know, since I already showed off like, 3.5 terabyte and some sort of amazing tech, is a way that you can actually use this stuff and get the best prices out there in the cloud market. And so one of the things you can do that I always highlight to people, if you create a new VM, so we're going to just create a new Windows Server VM, is scroll down at the very bottom of this sort of create blade, and notice this new text that says save money. You can say up to 40%, it's actually really like 48%, about 40% sounded better than 48% for some reason, but you can basically, if you want to save money, if you already have existing Windows Server licenses, you just click yes, and you confirm that you do. If you click OK, then you basically will lower the price of that VM based on the Windows Server license cost that you've already paid for. And that provides the cheapest way to actually host any Windows VM in the cloud. And definitely something you should take advantage of with the existing licenses that you already have. So it's super easy to do. You don't have to enter a PID. You basically just click those two things and hit OK. And we do have a tool inside Azure where if you want to track how many VMs that you're actually using, you can also then make sure you're not using more than your licenses. It's now super integrated in the product, and something I love to kind of highlight to people because it really helps from a cost economics perspective. And this is something that's only available today with Azure, and it enables you to run your VMs more cost effectively than any other cloud provider out there. So we're going to show off a whole bunch of other infrastructure scenarios later in the day, especially in the tips and tricks talk towards the end. But I just want to do that quick demo right now, since it's a good way to save a bunch of money for everyone here in the room.